continue with it and the war thing. Talking head then. Okay, so just one simple question here to ponder, maybe homework or whatever, but a very important question. So don't fall asleep now, boys and girls. You study the sources that we give here, if you don't believe me, which you shouldn't. But in 2022, there were meetings in Istanbul between Putin and Shevchenko. Where they had basically come to an agreement for how to end the conflict in Ukraine. That is a well-known among people who, in those circles, diplomats and so on. In fact, you can find probably a document here. Then I just heard the former German general Harald Kujat, ex-NATO official, gave a long speech here just like a month ago in February. No, not even that long ago. Anyway, the 22nd of February, 2024. Where he says that then the West, Boris Johnson, more closely, more exactly, and as I think it was Robert Kennedy Jr. mentioned, or someone, behind him was Biden, went to Zelensky and convinced him to pull out of that agreement. In other words, Boris Johnson came and said, no, don't make peace. Continue the war. If now the little jack in the box pops up in your mind saying, are you a friend of Putin or what are you trying to say here? Putin should be a good guy or what? No, wait with that. I'm just saying, stating facts here. We'll get down there in the box. Or you can hang there dangling as much as you like, because I never told you to trust what I say. I said, check the facts yourself. Don't be lazy. Just don't believe that the facts are those things that you see on the screens that are controlled by huge corporations over there in the West. Well, that's the level of intelligence I expect from you, my dear viewer and hearer. Anyway, this, that the peace negotiations and the actual agreement even between Ukraine and Russia to stop the war in Ukraine in 22 was cancelled by Boris Johnson, by Britain and by America, according to an ex-NATO official and a general in the German army, General Harald Kujat. Check him out if you like. We will put the link to the video where he speaks these words down here. Now, incidentally, when Tucker Carlson made an interview with Putin, Putin said exactly the same thing, and that they had that agreement. And it was stopped by Boris Johnson and there are others who say the same thing in America too. So what is going on here? Well, what is going on here is obviously that some people over there in the West probably big ones over there. You know, the ones who say they are the greatest. And that they're all only out here to defend their interests, own interest. They want the war to go on in Ukraine. In other words, and be ready for the next daring out of the box thought here, this would make the mainstream media, you know, the ones owned by the guys over there in the West, image of this whole conflict to be seen in a completely different light. Because what we learn is that a new Hitler have gone crazy, which of course these dictators and tyrants and Hitlers are. We all know those guys. Suddenly, in an act of mad greed and imperialism, invaded Ukraine and won't give up until they have taken it over, and probably some other more countries too, on where they're at it in Europe. Thus being the greatest threat to the world. So all you brothers and sisters on the planet, unite and send weapons to defeat Russia. Well, that's the picture, right? Or to help Ukraine. Or what is it? Now, if it was to help Ukraine, then that move was very strange, because both Russia and Ukraine prime ministers had kind of agreed on stopping fighting, at least for a while. But these other guys over there said, no, go on fighting. So that brings us to another point, which makes this thing much bigger and takes it to a totally different level. Are you with me? The end of colonialism was actually going on here.